That's why you probably see a lot of Black women turning into men and acting like they're in competing with other people, because they had to, some people want more than some. Like, some Black women want more fancy schnancy stuff, like designer things and stuff like that, to make them happy. So in order for them to do that, they have to play the game. And in order for them to play the game, they have to switch up. Now, if you don't care to play the game, like me, I don't care to play the game. So I don't really need to make as much money as, say, they do. So I can still keep my
femininity.
Femininity, yeah, because I sacrifice. You know? But I see those women all the time. I see them on the train, and I just think, wow, that's the decision they made. I made my decision.
How can you look at a woman and tell that she's sacrificed her femininity? What cues does she give off to you as an empath? For questions, comments, and to show your support, visit us on the web at afroempath.com.
Femininity. Woman. Yeah, femininity, a feminine woman, I don't know. It's just odd to hear somebody say that to you.
It's odd to hear someone compliment you for being a feminine woman. Is that what it
is
or no?
Yeah, that's kind of... Yeah, because I don't really look at myself. I've never really sat there and said, oh, I'm a feminine woman. Like, I didn't know. Like, I just think, oh, I'm a woman. And I sometimes think I should be more feminine. So no. When you're saying, yeah, like.
No, you're feminine. Like, I'll say this. So you spoke about your mother, right? And you said she's a very kind and gentle woman. You know what I'm saying? And to me, you're a kind and gentle woman. And I'm just saying that kind of kind, gentle, compassionate woman. I'm just saying that I feel that in the Black community, that's kind of been lacking. That's all, you know. And I'm saying it's a rare treat to just be in your presence. You know, I just wanted to take the time to appreciate you as a man. That's all.
Mm.
Because I think that the feminine polarity is not appreciated in our society as a whole, as we live in a patriarchal white supremacist society. You know, I think that's kind of, unfortunately, within our community, the black community, we've neglected that principle, you know, and kind of have given way to these loud, boisterous, egotistical fucking maniacs. You know what I'm trying to say? So I just want to take time to honor you. That's all.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
That's very nice. It makes me feel good because I wasn't feeling too feminine the other day.
So no, that's okay.
It's nice. But I've heard people say things, you know, like that they like my company and they like being around me and stuff like that. So I guess
you remind me of what our women used to be like. You know what I'm trying to say?
Oh my goodness.
You know what I'm trying to say? Like back before we fell. You're trying to, you remind me of like a good like Hebrew woman. You know what I'm trying to say, or a Muslim woman, or you know what I'm trying to say, or a good like old school, you know, Coptic Christian woman. You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say?
Back. Oh, okay.
You know. I'm not sure if that makes any sense to you.
Well, I've never thought of it. But now that you're making me think of it, I'm trying to picture what women were probably like back then. Yeah.
They're kind of like when Black people were Hebrews, or when we were Christian, or when we were Muslim, etc., we would have been more like what a Muslim woman is now today. You know what I'm trying to say? That makes sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can
like,
see
me,
it.
Like to me,
there's a
certain grace and a certain elegance with a lot of Muslim women that a lot of American Black women don't have. You know what I'm trying to say? They've lost. I find as a man very attractive. I think a lot of our women, like I think maybe due to captivity, you know, they've thought that being kind of masculine, you know, and being domineering in the household is a sign of strength. You know what I'm trying to say? But it's like they don't know that to how to put it What do you think about the word submissiveness? Do you think that that's a negative word? I'm trying to say, in terms of being a woman.
Submissive.
Or surrender. What do you think about that? You know, like if you have a man that loves you, do you think you should surrender to that man? You're trying to say, or you know, if he is
me, if he's balanced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see a problem. It's actually very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Why feeling. Is that? Why is that?
Because you get to play. You finally, you would be able to play the role that you want to play. You've always wanted to play,
mm-hmm.
and be the person you always wanted to be, and feel protected and
mm-hmm.
and all that. But not 100% submissive.
Yeah, of course. I'm not saying.
See, my mom submitted to my dad and correct. Made him the king. And yeah, I used to want to scream at her because I was like, speak up. Like, don't
yeah,
let
but
him,
your dad was abusive, though. Your dad was abusive.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. For me, I would never want to yeah. be a submissive.
There's a negative. There's a negative polarity to that, but there's also a positive polarity to that. You know what I'm trying to say? Ideally, right, with a healthy man and a healthy woman, like
mm-hmm.
there's a leader and there's a follower. Does that make sense? Meaning if I were to take you out on the dance floor
mm-hmm.
and both of us wanted to lead, we wouldn't be dancing now, would we? We'd be fighting on the dance floor. Yeah. So as a woman, you enjoy a man taking the lead on the dance floor, no?
Of course. I would never lead. Well, I shouldn't say I would never lead a man, but.
And a man like, doesn't mind being led, you know, every now and then, but I'm just saying
there's times when you lead, but it's nice to be led. It's like, it's nice to be taken out or protected or
exactly.
looked after.
Exactly.
It's a nice feeling, but, those types of relationships, I'm not saying about mine, but when I look out at other people's relationships, I see it's rare. It's rare.
What rare in terms of the Black community, or rare in terms of the entire human race?
In general, yeah.
I think that I'm going off of what I see in other cultures, like. That things still happen, like in Indian cultures, that still happens. In Muslim cultures, that still happens. In Asian
See,
cultures,
no,
that
but
still
you
happens.
Know what? I don't like that. That I've seen Indian. I have a friend that we haven't spoken in a while, but
mm-hmm.
she's in a relationship. She's from Bangladesh, and the relationship is like.
Is that an arranged marriage?
It wasn't an arranged. Yeah, it it kind of was because he.
All right, I'm not talking about that.
Well, see, stuff like that, I don't like.
Yeah, but that's different. I hear what you're saying, but that's different. I'm not talking about that.
The whole Arabic man thing.
Yeah, but
I don't like.
I am an Arab man. You know what I'm trying to say? You know what I'm trying to say? Like, we are Arabs. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, the original Arabs. You know what I'm trying to say? So.
Okay, but the way that they portray, the way they behave now, I don't.
There's a
well,
negative.
Maybe some. The yeah. ones that have money seem to know how to do it. But the ones that are struggling and don't really have all that big money, it's more of a fight for power and control.
What do you mean?
I don't like
of,
that
In terms
shit.
Of the masculine and feminine relationships, you mean?
Yeah. The men want power. They don't want. Their women are walking behind them. Like I've seen,
right,
or sat
right.
on the bus and seen an Arab woman and a man,
mm-hmm.
and she looked like she wanted to cry.
Mm.
And he was sitting there and she couldn't even move. And
mm-hmm.
she was stuck in that relationship and she wants to scream. I don't want no part of that. Cause I'm an independent woman.
I understand that.
You know, so I couldn't deal with that kind of stuff. I kind of like my freedom, but I also know how to play. Like I was telling you, I know how to play the role of being a mother role. I know how to
mm-hmm.
to help. Like if somebody's not feeling well, I know how to look after somebody that's not feeling well. You know, like I can do all of those things, and I could also go out and drink a couple beers.
No, I hear what you're saying. Yeah,
like, you know.
But the point I'm trying to make is that like there is certainly a negative aspect to being a submissive woman. You know what I'm trying to say? But there, like you said earlier, there is also a freeing aspect to it. You know what I'm trying to say? And so I'm saying, ideally, right, with the right man who's a righteous man of God, I think that relationship allows a woman to be herself. Does that make sense? Do you not agree with that? Her ideal self, right?
When you say submissive, mm-hmm. Give me an example of being submissive.
When I say submissive, think of the word surrender, yeah? To completely mm-hmm. surrender, yeah? You don't think in love you need to surrender? So I gave you the example yesterday about religion and how the first heaven, this is according to Christian theology, basically was a place, a perfect place with only one, some, it was kind of a flaw, but it wasn't really a flaw. It's called free will, right? So in order to get back there, we had to give up our, in Islam, they call it willful surrender, right? Willful surrender to the will of God. Mm-hmm. So if God comes back as a black man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is there not a side, and we're all, and every living thing is an aspect of you, which means I'm an aspect of you and you're an aspect of me, is within mm-hmm. within all women, right? Is there not an aspect of them that wants to surrender to that one man who is their true protector, who's their true savior? That makes sense?
Yeah, I think that's natural. That it's natural. It's the society that we live in does not allow it, because if you could,
because the men's surrender, hearts are not right. The men's hearts are not right. That's what it is.
Yeah, so you can't surrender. And even still, a lot of women are still out there trying to support themselves, even with a man. So to surrender is
I'm
not that
saying
easy.
Surrender financially. I'm saying surrender in your heart.
No, I know, but sometimes even in your heart, things get intertwined in there, because like you surrender to a man, but you still have to be a little bit of a man yourself in this terms of society. Supporting
yourself. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. So it kind of causes a lot of friction.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't even really surrender and be that person. Okay, look at this. One of my favorite shows, Little House on the Prairie. I used to watch that religiously. I'd watch it today if it's on.
Okay.
I used to want to be that mom in that show. I admired that mom. I wanted to be her. And when I look at it now and I'm like, she surrendered and the husband went out and worked and brought home what he could bring home, and she would use her magic and make what she could make in the home for the kids and for him. And she would encourage the kids and encourage him, and she was happy and he made her happy. Not once did he raise his voice at her or hit her or anything like that. But it's pretend. But at the time, I didn't understand that it was pretend. I didn't realize.
But you still enjoyed the concept of it, though.
I enjoyed the concept like a fantasy. But as I got older, I realized that that's not how I have to understand that the life we're living now, I can't be Caroline. Because mm-hmm. I can play a little bit of her in my life, but I still have to put on my pants and boots and go out to work. And that kind of distorts shit.
But I understand what you're saying, but do you think that giving up on your dreams is a positive thing?
Giving up on my dreams?
You said you once had a fantasy as a child to be a certain way as a woman.
Yeah, like her. Yeah.
Do you think that giving up on that image of mm-hmm. what it feels like to be an ideal feminine woman is a positive mm-hmm. thing or a negative thing?
If I give, it's negative. That's why I've never given it up. I still have it.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful to hear. But can you imagine how a lot of black women have given that up and are miserable because of it?
Oh, I know that, because even when people used to see me watching that show, they would laugh at me.
Who would laugh at you?
Oh, that's fake. What are you Who? Watching that for?
Who?
Like friends, people that knew that I watched the show. They would always like laugh and say, that's fake show. Like, what are you watching? I don't watch that show. I'd rather watch something else. And I'm like, but I love it. Even my mom used to say, oh, how come you love this show so much? And I realized that why I liked it is because it was a simpler time where everything was simple, much more simple. There was no distractions and everybody played their role and you had to go out and like make things. You had to use your hands more and people would come together and God was the focus of the their household. Lives. God was the focus of the household. And there's even a time when the husband had to go travel outside to work, and he could have went to a strip club and he decided not to go, like to a bar, not even a strip club, a bar. And he mm-hmm. didn't want to go because he knew it would take his focus away from. And these are things that I used to just, as a child, I was soaking all of that in. I was like, I like how he's behaving. I love how she is with him. I love how they raise their kids. Mm-hmm. I was just feeding off it. But I didn't know that at that time that they were living the time period of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Black people were going through hell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they didn't show that in the show. And number two, it would have been nicer to see a black woman, a black family as Little House on the Prairie. It would have been
I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. point I'm trying to make is that I think a lot of black women have given up on themselves being the Cinderella, being like, it's like all the black, like there's barely any, like you said in your book, in terms of black, like, romantic fantasy, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
It's like at some point people grow up, quote unquote, grow out of it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that like that childlike love that you have, that gorgeous love mm-hmm. that you have in your mind and your heart. All I'm saying mm-hmm. is that you haven't given up on that, and that's a beautiful thing. All I'm saying is that a lot of women have, not just black women.
Because it's easy. I can see why they do. Because it's very easy to.
They get caught up in the drudgery of life. They go to college.
It's this society,
They go to college to get their PhDs and they get a bit of ego. Next thing you're mm-hmm. thinking, they want to compete with men. They want to compete with mm-hmm. the white man. As a white woman, the white woman wants to compete with the white man. The black woman wants to compete with the white woman. I don't know what the black woman is doing, because she's not competing with her husband, because the black men don't have shit for economics. So
mm-hmm.
it's like, but I'll say this, it puts a black woman in a real shit position, because they're out here getting PhDs and now they're feeling a certain way, like because they developed with their PhDs a big fucking ego, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize that with their PhDs and their good job that a big fucking giant human ego would come with that. So now they're stuck with their big giant human ego and they have these high expectations for a man that they can't find.
Well, maybe that's the thing. I didn't get a PhD. So yeah. I don't.
Yeah, but the thing is, I know that. I hear that. Yeah. And it's mm-hmm. again, what I'm trying to say is that you're talking about a simpler time, right? I'm saying that these black women have made things complex for themselves mm-hmm. and they've forgotten that, again, all the things that it would need to have heaven and earth was within mm-hmm. all of along their black men. All along. Mm-hmm. All along. It was right there within their black men. And it was mm-hmm. it was within their own hearts. If they would not give up on it and they would seek it. But since they give mm-hmm. since they give up on their love for this white supremacist power trip shit, you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Which amounts to nothing because the world's an illusion. That they gave up on love and they gave up on God. Does that make sense?
Well, look at that. Like I have two examples in my early life of women that could have gave up and didn't give up. The same show, the woman in the show, and my mom. And that's probably why I'm the way I am.
More about that.
So I don't
Tell me more about that. Like, tell me more about that. Like, your mother didn't give up on love. Tell me about that. I don't get that.
She could have gave up on, he caused so much pain in the household, and she could have packed up and left. And I used to want that. She didn't do it. Because she probably felt sorry for my dad. And then there was a lot of times in the show, in Little House on the Prairie, Caroline could have gave up on Pa. That's the dad. Mm-hmm. She could have gave up on him because they went through times where they were struggling and stuff like that. And she could have gave up, but she didn't give up because God was there. Like, God was always in their
the focal point.
Yeah, the focal point of the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, but that show, I'm telling you, like, if I watch that show, I'm probably going to watch that show for the rest of my life. Like, I'll just put it on and watch it because of just how peace. And the funny thing about it is, the guy that did the show, the guy that was the father, Michael Landon, his life was completely opposite to the show. He put out that show. I guess maybe something inside him told him. Maybe he lived through the show because his life sucked. But I don't know what it is. It helped me. I saw myself. That's what I wanted to be. I wanted to be like Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't see anything like Caroline now on TV. Nothing like that.
Let me ask you, as a Black woman, what role models do Black women have that accentuate Black femininity?
Right now or before?
And femininity and vulnerability. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just like Black women are supposed to be vulnerable, but I'm saying we, like, how do I put it?
Tyler Perry movies?
Yeah.
Tyler Perry movies.
Oh, you're being serious.
Serious.
Okay, I don't know, because I'm thinking of Big Mama's House or some shit. But go ahead, explain.
Every Tyler Perry movie, there's a Black woman in there that's hurt, and she's financially successful. So she has a big house, nice car, she has money, but she's hurt and she's sad, and a Black man hurt her and ruined her life, and she's angry. That's why I don't watch his movies.
Okay, well, what the fuck? How was that the ideal life, though?
Well, that's not the ideal life, but that's just what they've put out there, and people are mimicking that.
But I'm trying to ask you, though, and I'm not sure there's an answer that you can give me, because maybe there's not any. I don't know. I'm not a Black woman.
Maybe there's not. Yeah.
But you're trying to say, that's the point I'm trying to make. Meaning, we don't have a place where our women can feel as if, how do I put it? Our women don't feel like they can surrender to a man and have him keep God in the household. You know what I'm trying to say? And have him provide. You know what I'm trying to say? And like feel they can.
Economically,
but also economically, sure, that part's part of it, but also it's more the economics though, right?
But that plays a huge part, because see, a white woman can surrender to a white man that's making all this big money and put her in a big house. And
in what way, though? Yeah, but what she can surrender to gain what? She's not gaining a knowledge of God and a knowledge of self through that.
No, she's not. No, but she's getting she feels safe at least. It reminds her of her dad. Yes. It reminds her of her dad and how he looked after her.
I get that. So, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. I think that as Black people, we have to define our own ideal household. You know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
Because the white people, again, they're propped up by white privilege. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes.
Obviously, no white man is going to have the mind or the body to outcompete with any Black man, just damn near. Right, unless Black men are destroyed psychologically, mentally, and emotionally, right?
Yeah, he can't compete unless with his bank account.
Exactly. Can't. Yeah. Exactly. Absolutely. So it's like, now, how to put it? I could as a black man, I could go back to school and get a good job working for the white man, or maybe make my own company after going to school and things like that, and pay off loans. But the thing is, like, for me, I'm in a situation now where I'd rather forge my own destiny. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And to do that, I cannot spiritually compromise. You know what I'm trying to say? So, everything that I personally need to, like, fend for, to provide for myself, I already have within myself, you know? So it's like if I were to work for some white man right now, that would be completely against, you know, against, like, how do I put it? It just wouldn't be conducive to my spirituality. Does that make sense?
The only time I think it's okay to work for them is if they have the utmost respect for you as a person, as a black person. It's rare to find that.
They can't.
But unless you can find that, then it's...
You can always do for self, right? You can always do for self.
Sometimes it's easier. Like even me, like I take work from a white female, a gay white female. You know, I could either take the extra work from her, or not have enough money to pay what I gotta pay each month. So I had to, like, suck it up and say, let me just take these extra days from her so that I can get what I want out of it. But I with her, I can, I tell her what I want. She doesn't tell me what she wants. She tried to do that in the beginning. She tried to put me in my place, and I had to let her know, no, I make the decisions here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you can do that, then you can kind of get through.
How did that conversation go?
It was a little bit, it wasn't really a conversation. It happened a couple, like, it, over some time, she started to understand that I put my feel, I don't know if it's not feelings, like, She even wrote a Christmas card to me and put in there that, oh, how she admires the fact that I look after my health, and I look after myself first above work. So basically, if something is not right, or something is not going to make me feel good, or is going to hurt me, I won't do it. Like, I won't go out of my way. She understands that, and I don't think she liked it in the beginning. But she learned to understand that this is just me. Now, if she knows that I do a good job, so if she wants that job done good, she'll put up with it. If she's stupid, then she'll say, oh, I don't want nothing to do with her. She's too full of herself, or she wants control.
I hear you.
They don't like when we want control of ourselves. They want to be in control of us.
Yeah, but again, you don't. I mean, I'm telling you that you have the opportunity now to forge, at least to some degree, you know, your own ability to produce finance for yourself. You know.
No, I understand, but like for the time that the now, like I the things that I got to pay for, and just even just to move around, it's like $150 for a pass. To even get to work a month. So it's like even little things like that and stuff like that, I have to work because of that.
I understand.
You know, I still put towards rent. I still, you know, so there's things like that. You have to survive, and that kind of interferes. That's why you probably see a lot of black women turning into men and acting like they're in competing with other people, because they had to, some people want more than some, like some black women want more fancy schnancy stuff, like designer things and stuff like that to make them happy. So in order for them to do that, they have to play the game. And in order for them to play the game, they have to switch up. Now, if you don't care to play the game, like me, I don't care to play the game. So I don't really need to make as much money as, say, they do. So I can still keep my
femininity.
Femininity, yeah, because I sacrifice. You know? But I see those women all the time. I see them on the train and I just think, wow, that's the decision they made. I made my decision.
Now, what are those women? What are those? How can you look at a woman and tell that she sacrificed her femininity? What cues does she give off to you as an empath?
She has a cold feeling. She's a little bit colder than, she's not as warm. And the way she walks and the way she, her appearances, how she does her hair and what she's wearing. And
Describe it. Like, what is she wearing exactly? Typically.
Well, she has to dress for the environment that she's working in.
Like a corporate environment, you mean?
Yeah. And her hair has to be put in a way that is comfortable for that environment again.
You ever see the show Living Single?
Yeah, I like
that. Like a Maxine Shaw type?
Not even Maxine Shaw. Like more like a Robin Givens or a.
Oh gosh.
It's not as that bad anymore, but like I noticed a lot more black women wearing natural hair, but it still has to be put in a way that makes people comfortable. Because remember, our hair has to make white people comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't just go in there with any hairstyle, with a natural like hairstyle. So it's like things are changing, but still there's a cold, constricted feeling that comes off of certain women.
You're saying that they're not only giving up their femininity, they're also conforming to a white supremacist standard, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they put on a mask, because, you know, we have many different masks that we have to wear. Maybe they put on a mask Monday to Friday, and then on Friday evening, they throw off the mask and they become who they really are. It could be that too, but then there's some people that probably keep the mask on the weekend. Now, I don't have time to wear masks like that. Like, it's too much work for me. I have enough masks that I have to wear just to step on the bus.
I hear you. I mean, what I feel, honestly, is that you said that they need to play a game to make a certain amount of money to get what they want, whatever. Like,
and to survive, because maybe they don't have a man helping them out, you know?
I can understand the survival part. You know, I'm not saying, you know, don't fight to fucking put food in your mouth. I'm not saying that. But the point I'm trying to make is that at some point, like, at what point does your own, like, lack of self-esteem that's not built upon God come to play in that? Because if my theory is if the love of God is within you, then what exactly are you seeking outside yourself and compromising to get? Does that make sense?
Yeah, but most people don't know that love of God is within them. A lot of people don't know that.
I get that. That's why when I speak to you and I value your femininity and just your aura and your caring nature, I'm doing that because women like you are not often appreciated in our society. You know what I'm trying to say? Like I love Beyonce and things like that. You know what I'm trying to say? And all that independent women shit and all that the best revenge is your paper shit. You know, it has its role. You know what I'm trying to say, in terms of the black woman's self esteem. But I feel like their self esteem is not being built upon. Or their black excellence, quote unquote, is being built upon their ability to be earners in a white supremacist society. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. And I like Beyonce for her voice and her creativity, but I don't sit there and listen to everything. You know, I don't like everything about her.
No, I hear you.
You know?
Yeah, I hear you. I just, you know, I just wouldn't want the term Black excellence to be anything other than going within inward and cultivating a knowledge of self and a knowledge of God and becoming something truly powerful, not generating ego power in the matrix, you know? Because unfortunately, if you don't have your own nation state, generating power for the white man is not exactly conducive to excellence for any Black person. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
It's not. It's Trump's still your president. You know what I'm saying? And your people mm-hmm. still as a whole are largely in shambles. So no one person can rise above their nation. You know what I'm saying? No one person is above their nation. So I listened to an interview with Jay-Z and I think he understands that. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. But I don't see me as a metaphysician. I don't see sometimes the enough attention being given to going inwards and striving for excellence in terms of us healing. You know what I'm saying? Like us healing, you know, from the things that we went through to be able to become something greater than we are now, you know?
There's not enough. There's no time for that. There's too much distraction so that we don't do that.
That's true. I mean, again, we all have free will here. So I gave my life. So if I'm willing to give my life, right, then there's no excuse for it. You know, right now, if you wanted to, you know, you could, I don't know, I'm just thinking of crazy things, but, you know, you could do, anybody can do anything. You know what I'm trying to say? One guy can work at the post office, and next thing you know, he's going postal. You know what I'm trying to say? You know, I mean, if anybody can do anything at any time, you know what I'm trying to say? So it's like, I think that people's wills get broken. You know what I'm trying to say? And they give up on themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
And we don't have, like, a support. People don't have support, so it's not that easy to do these things.
I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, I would have to also argue that we all have the seed of God within inside of us, right? So where there's a will, there's a way, right? Where there's a will, there's a way. And I think that
lot of people are carrying the whole religious way, which doesn't even really teach you how to know God. So they don't even know that God is within.
Yeah, I hear you.
So they're looking outside. They're looking outside of self. So as long as you're looking outside, you can easily get caught up in that stuff.
No, I hear you. I'm with you. I absolutely 100% agree. But I would also say that that's generally for weaker willed souls or spirits. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because I know me as a child, I couldn't sit in church and just go along with that shit. I had to ask questions, you know?
Yeah.
So even being in the church is a test, you know, just to see whether you're going to be on the sheep level or whether you're going to be on the level of a shepherd.
Oh, yeah, it is a test. And you have to take control. Like I took control as a child on how I wanted to relate to God. You know, you have to be able to take control. A lot of people like to be led. But it's a personality thing too, I guess. Some people just rather be told what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can see through the bullshit and create their own way.
Mm-hmm. And even though you took control over your own spirituality, right?
Mm-hmm.
You still ideally would want to surrender to a man who serves God, ideally in a household, no?
Oh, of course.
Okay, I just want to have that set for the record. You know, this is not just for myself, but for other women that are listening. Because unfortunately, I think a lot of there are some women that have abandoned the church. I mean, and you should. You know what I'm saying? You should.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you get into metaphysics, it's not like you abandon all the things that you learned in other teachings. You know what I'm saying? Like there's still wisdom to be had in the Quran. There's still wisdom to be had in the Bible.
Yeah,
exactly. So it's like ultimately, it's I just fear sometimes I go on like the Bobby, you haven't been on Facebook in a while, but Bobby Hemmett has different, like there's different Facebook groups for Bobby Hemmett, and I notice a lot of these women on there, on it's mostly women in these groups, which you can imagine, and they're fucking hella ratchet, man. They're hella ratchet.
Like, why do you think I'm not on those things? Because I can't handle too much of certain vibrations, you know?
Yeah, but do you know what I'm trying to say though? Have you felt that from them?
I feel, yeah, that's why I don't go on that stuff.
It was, oh,
I know it is, yeah.
Like, I went on there looking to see some deep metaphysical shit, and what it was is this black woman on top of her fucking man saying, you gotta put a pillow under your butt when you fuck. I mean,
That's what they're talking about.
I didn't have to fucking come on Bobby Hemmings' page to know to put a pillow under a girl's butt. You know, I could fucking find that on fucking Pornhub. You know what I'm trying to say? The point is that like they only because their heart chakras are not fucking in the right place. They're only looking at like the energy that they produce. Their alchemy is only on a sexual level. You know what I'm trying to say?
It's such shit.
It's such putrid shit, and the gnosis is gone. And the purity of heart's gone. So I said, I was originally going to create some kind of Bobby Hemmett type spinoff as well. You know what I'm trying to say? And I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm just going to, because that'll attract too many of these ratchet ass black women, you know, that think that fucking is the way to fucking their salvation, you know?
Well, once you get on the internet, you're opening the door to all that and more.
I realize that, but that's the thing. I mean, it can trap you if you're stupid, but if your heart's pure and you know, then you're going to attract what you put out. You know, your life is always going to be a reflection of what's going on internally with you, right? Would you not agree with that? So I just had to make sure that my heart was pure. I could have, again, I told you before I even created this Facebook group, I meditated for like two or three months just wrestling with the idea of it, you know, making sure that
you're stronger. You have a strong will to do what you're doing. Like I could only think about doing those things, doing what you're doing. I can't do it. I don't have a strong will to deal with all that madness.
And you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to. It's okay. You know, my strong will didn't come from. It wasn't like. But I built my strong will out of love for black people. You know, especially black children and black women. And so all I did was just translate that into the metaphysical and occult understanding. You know. So I figured, hey, if I was willing to give my life in one way, then I'll be willing to give my life in another way. So, but I knew I couldn't do that if had I lost the purity of my heart along the way, and I knew that I eventually when I kind of realized what an empath was and that I was an empath, I realized that the only true alchemy that's going to be done is out of love. And so I needed to be able to connect with people whose hearts were in that place. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, we're black. And so, I know that if you're a black empath and your heart's pure, then you're a very strong soul. You're a very strong energy. You know what I'm trying to say? So I knew that if I was to be working with people in terms of creating a podcast, that I'd be working with the best of people. And I have never met a black empath other than myself before I created the Facebook group. And now I'm speaking to you, you know, on almost a daily basis, you know, and I've spoken to other sisters. So it's been an absolute blessing, you know, but it all came from me making sure that, that I kept myself protected and my heart protected. And then I kept my heart protected from my own ego. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of men, they'll create, you know, movements or groups, and then what they really want is just to get pussy. You know what I'm trying to say? And money. Yeah, you know? Exactly. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't like having sex, and it's not like I don't enjoy women in a sexual nature. But it's not about that. Ultimately, I don't want to be human anymore. You know what I'm trying to say? Like the sex that we have here, as good as it may be, this is still an illusion. The real sex is when we get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm trying to say? So I never lost sight of where I came from. That's all. Mm-hmm.